Hey, kid, open this jar. Don't worry, I won't fly away.
If you were watching TV in the 80s and 90s, chances are this voice is familiar.
Hi, Louis the Lightning Bug here.
Of all the lightning bugs in the world, I have to catch the one that talks.
Louis' light bulb and his popularity with audiences hasn't dimmed, even though he's been around for almost 40 years.
We knew somehow the lightning bug, which was really a light bulb with head and wings, resonated with children, and that was, of course, critical to us.
On this episode of Connected, the AEP Employee Podcast, entertainment with a purpose.
There's so many layers of creativity involved, and it wasn't just singing jingles, it was singing safety messages.
How Louis the Lightning Bug came to be and why he's still an effective way to teach kids and adults about electrical safety. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bailey Coltice. The sound of this harmonica instantly takes me back.
Whoa! These power lines sound the blues cause they're feeling down.
Suddenly, I'm back in my parents' living room, singing this song with my sister, and we're spinning around, pretending to be down power poles.
Sing it, Louie!
When lines are down, don't hang around. When lines are down, don't.
For many kids in the mid to late 80s, Louie the Lightning Bug was as much a part of Saturday morning cartoons as the shows themselves. But, unlike the cartoons, Louie was providing more than just entertainment.
It wasn't just singing jingles. It was singing safety messages.
This is Pam Moore. Her company manages all aspects of Louie the Lightning Bug. More than 30 utility companies across the country are licensed to use the Louie brand, including AEP. Pam also has another, more unique title.
You know, you meet people and they'll ask you, what do you do for a living? And somebody in the group will always volunteer, oh, Pam's the mother. Yes, the mother. That's how I get described now of Louie the Lightning Bug.
The story of Louie's creation starts in the mid-80s. Pam was working at an advertising agency, and her client, Alabama Power, was trying to solve a problem.
There wasn't any good communication to children at that time for safety, for electrical safety that was engaging. And so that's really where Louie sprang from.
The lack of public safety materials for kids was an issue across the utility industry. Solving the problem was going to take some creativity.
There was a whole team of people who deserve a lot of credit. There was an art director named Gene Powers and a copywriter with songwriting aspirations, which met our needs, named Dave Nelson. And those two creatives came up with three concepts. Louie the Lightning Bug, of course. There was Leon the Neon Dragon and Mr. Electrics, which was a magician. And we took those three concepts to focus groups with children in the 5 to 12-year-old age range and presented those concepts to the kids. And the children really chose Louie the Lightning Bug.
So, Arnold, old buddy, let's make a deal.
What kind of deal?
You'll like this. You let me go on my merry way. These jars are so cramped, and I'll teach you some important things.
What kind of important things?
Electricity.
Great, electricity.
It's the marrying of all of these creative talents that I think made Louie so popular and so easily recognizable in the music and the songs. The lyrics really stuck with people over the years.
There definitely was something about that little bug. Alabama Power started running Louie spots on local TV stations in 1983. It didn't take long for other companies to sign on and start using Louie, including AEP. Louie landed in our territory in 1984.
It wasn't just advertising. It was being able to promote, I won't say a product, promote a message that really did good in the world. We know children's lives have been saved over the years. I know what happens within AEP's companies where children know the messages from hearing the Louie the Lightning Bug spots or hearing about it in the schools through the materials, and those messages stay with them for life.
Eventually, Louie moved off TV screens and into classrooms.
We created a 10-minute video that could go into the schools and materials that could go along with that. As I say, initially it was books, but then teacher guides. And at that time, what we were finding out was teachers sort of struggled with the concept of teaching electricity as well. So the efforts were to help them help the children. And of course, through that, you're also teaching adults.
Nowadays, Louis's presence has shifted again. His new home is online in the Electric Universe, a website where kids can play games that teach them about electrical safety. So what's happened to all those classic TV spots? They're getting a new life on social media.
Now around home, it's clear to me, you gotta play it safe around electricity. Now keys go here and fingers go here, but smart little buddies know they don't go here.
Dumb only plugs go here.
If there's one I think thing I know, kids always want to be entertained. And I don't think that has changed. So I think part of our goal is always to, and it has always been, are we offering entertainment that they can keep? Can they keep that thought in their head of safety, electrical safety? Don't go near a down power line. Don't put anything in the outlets. Those messages stay. The changes come with the communications tools. Maybe TikTok's a good example. TikTok's just entertainment. So if that's what they're looking for, that's continually what we have to provide. Going back to, you know, the origins was to be amusing without being funny, because safety is not something to make fun of. But you can still have the entertainment factor. And I don't think that changes.
One thing that does change is how children react to Louis as they get older.
Louis is meant to really reach children. I would say from the time they're, you know, probably 2 or 3 years old up to about the fourth grade level. Because once they enter middle school, middle schoolers are real tough. And I've done focus groups with them. And, you know, I remember one little girl standing up and said, "Do not try to be funny to us. Don't do it." So, you know, they become a very tough crowd. The interesting part about Louis is that while middle schoolers really, you know, they're kind of, Louis's kind of pushed off to the side. It's like your Barbie doll or your, you know, G.I. Joes or whatever, but they keep them. But they don't want anybody to know they have them anymore. And then when they get to high school, it's like, Louis's so cool. It's nostalgic. I remember it. It's fun.
Over the years, Louis's appearance has changed slightly. His body started as an incandescent bulb, and now he's made of an LED bulb. The changes make sure Louis's current with trends in the utility industry. Even though his look has changed, what makes Louis magic is still the same. It's entertainment with a purpose.
The Louis costume always evolves. And so we had gotten a new design and wanted to try it out in the office first before, you know, we sent it off to utilities. And so one of our employees dressed in this new costume, and our offices were on a major highway. So we walked outside so we had some room to kind of move around and dance. And people were stopping on the highway. And then this car full of teenage boys, they have their own personalities. And I thought they meant to be mocking. They pulled over and they were kind of jeering, you know, it's Louis. And then they just start singing songs. You know, they start singing the Louis messaging. And I thought, you guys don't realize you are exactly hitting the mark for me, that this is what, you know, years later, what I had always hoped for with, you know, reaching out to kids, that you've grown up with this, you remember it. And although you may think you're mocking and jeering, you really are repeating the messages that you won't forget, and you know what to do in all of these situations.
Pam's seen the long-term impact of Louis's message. All those catchy songs and fun videos, they've become part of pop culture, and they've saved lives.
As I say, it's been a career with a purpose, and I have really, truly enjoyed that and loved that. And who could have imagined that, you know, working on 40 years now, that, you know, Louis would still be current, but he is. And I think if we want people and customers and children to know about electrical safety, Louis is the vehicle for that, and it continues to be.
Thank you to Pam Moore for sharing her story and for giving us this jingle we'll never forget.
Play it safe around electricity. You gotta play it safe around electricity. Oh, yes, you have to play it safe.
Is there something happening at AEP that you'd like to know more about? Send us an email at podcast@aep.com and we'll check it out. Thank you for listening and stay safe.